I'm here with our latest senior athlete, Zadie Olmsted, and she plays soccer.
Hi.
Congratulations, Zadie.
Thank you.
Good to have you. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So, you had a game last night, and I heard you specifically had a great game.
Yeah. Scored 2 goals against BF. We won.
That's awesome.
So, pretty good game. Great.
Yeah,
great.
You've played them a couple times this year.
Yeah.
You played them home last week, right?
Yes. We started off the season scrimmaging them, and then we played them home, and then we just played them away yesterday. So normally we only scrimmage them at the beginning of the year, and we've played them 3 times so far.
Wow. So. Yeah, let's talk about this season a little bit. I know this season has been pretty good for you guys, because I'm pretty sure last year was a little rough.
Yes.
Soccer's been struggling a little bit, but it's on the ups, it seems.
Yes,
like.
Yes. Our record currently is 5-1-2, so that's definitely much better than last year, and yeah, it's just a really great team and a great atmosphere, and we've been having a great season.
Yeah, that's great. You're also a team captain?
Yes. I'm one of the 3 captains on the team, so.
How does being a team captain affect your play or your attitude towards the game and just everything?
I feel like, you know, when you're a senior and especially when you're a captain, everybody else on the team, you know, you're the oldest, you're a leader, so everyone is kind of looking up to you, and I feel like our seniors and our captains really set the tone for, like, how a practice is going, or the freshmen and the sophomores just looking up to us and looking for us to, like, guide them and be an influence to them. So I think being a captain is really important, and also it's just a really important role on the team, and you know, we really set the tone and our energy, like, brings up everyone else, so I think it's very important.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you guys seem very well-rounded, like, as a team, and like offensively, I know you lead the team a lot, so that's super exciting to see soccer back in in the run with things.
Very
so
we have a
couple questions for you today. Is there a specific moment in your athletic career that has stood out or that you'll just, like, always remember?
I think, like, early on, I remember, like, my first middle school practice. I wanted to quit after then, yeah. And I went home to my mom and I was like, I really want to quit. And she told me, you know, no, like, you have to try. This was the first practice. You have to try one more practice. And then I went to the second practice and I was like, actually, I don't want to quit. And so I think that definitely, like, is a big moment, because I possibly would have quit soccer. And I think, you know, it's a very important part of my life now. But I think that starting off this season, I scored in every game, and I was on, like, a 6-game scoring streak. Unfortunately, it did break, but yeah, I'm back on that streak, and I think it's just been really fun, like, contributing in every game, and it's very fun to, like, keep producing goals, and I think it's just a great atmosphere.
A 6-game scoring streak is tough. It's tough to score in soccer.
Yes.
So that's a big accomplishment.
Yes.
And the streak's back on, so.
Yes, and one of them was against BBA.
Wow.
It was a very nice, like,
it was very good
left-footed goal. I've had actually several left-footed goals, so I think just using my weak foot, scoring off of it, like, that definitely kind of boosts up the ego a little
bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Great feeling running back after
that. Yes, it's a great feeling.
So I know you also play lacrosse. Is soccer your favorite sport, or how do you compare the two?
I started playing lacrosse my sophomore year. I was on JV, and then last year I was on varsity. And, you know, ever since sophomore year, I played soccer all year long. So it was very nice to, like, switch it up and have, like, a change in the sport that I'm playing and not just playing soccer all year. And I feel like playing lacrosse also sort of helped soccer in a way, because it kept me fit, but also that way I'm not getting sick of soccer, playing it all year. But soccer is definitely my favorite sport.
Yeah.
But I do really like lacrosse, and lacrosse is just very fun to me because I take it seriously, but I'm also, like, I know it's not my favorite and I'm not the best at it, but I just go out there and, like, have fun, and it's really fun to have that.
It's always good to have a little break.
Yeah, a break in
time
between.
Time to breathe.
Yeah.
You mentioned you play it year-round. Do you play for a club or, like, camps?
Yeah, I played for Brattleboro Storm, and then last year I tried out for a team in Deerfield.
Oh, okay.
And so now I'm playing for that team, which I'm really excited to play at a higher club level and just continuing to like play against better competition and stuff. And then I do like a lot of camps. I did a couple soccer camps last summer and the summer before that, and so that's just like a good way to like stay active in the summer and, you know, improve.
Totally. I mean, playing year-round is extremely beneficial.
Yeah,
it's the best way to keep playing is how you'll get better. How do you think being an athlete has helped you become a better person or affected you personally, like your character?
I think being an athlete has really helped like my motivation in other areas. Like, I know I have a very strong motivation in soccer, but it also leads into other things. I'm very competitive, and also just like academics wise, like I know how to push myself, and I feel like that really comes from sports and always just like wanting more. And I feel like being a leader on a team just has given me very important leadership skills. And also too, like being on a team, you know, the last several years we've had amazing captains as well, and like it's very nice to look up to them and, you know, take them as an example and then be able to like kind of step into their shoes and also be a leader as well. So I feel like having the friendships and having the other leaders on the team to look to is just really beneficial for not only like when you're younger, but kind of continues throughout high school, and like those friendships last forever. And it's just like there's nothing really like a team, you know, like bond. You're it's always
a
close.
It's a family.
Yes. Yeah.
Totally. Those are so cherishable, and you'll hold those friendships forever.
Yeah.
All right, some more relaxing questions. What do you like to do in your free time?
I'm a very outdoorsy person. Like, I love the summer and spring. Like, when it's warmer out in the fall, I like, you know, spending time outside, spending time with friends. Yeah, just, like, hanging out. Yeah, just, like, hang out with my friends and my parents. And, yeah, just kind of relaxing when I'm not playing.
Doing whatever.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific, like, song or, like, ritual before a game? Something that pumps you up, gets you in the mood?
Yeah, I love like the away games where we're all like blasting music, singing on the bus. Like, that definitely gets me hyped up. I have like my own like playlist.
Okay.
A lot of like rap music and stuff, like Drake.
Yes.
Some like older rap, but like a lot of the rap that gets me pumped up and like just put in my headphones, lock in, like that hype music really gets me going and
yep,
gets me ready for the game.
So are you excited for Drake's new album then?
I'm very excited. Yeah,
new additions to the pump up playlist.
Yeah, probably definitely gonna have to add some.
Do you have someone in your life, a friend, family member, celebrity, someone that's like influenced you in your athletic career, like professional, anything?
Yeah, I definitely like, I've always been a fan of like the U.S. Women's National Team, and like I like to think like I'm a super fan. Like,
yes.
I'm watching the games, and I just love to like watch women's soccer, and I'm a big fan of like the Portland Thorns, which is a women's soccer team in Portland, Oregon, and like I'm always watching them. And so I just love like watching the next level and kind of looking to that. Like, I love watching soccer in general, but specifically women's soccer, like, you know, because you can kind of find a player that you like and match your play to them. And I would also say like my mom is definitely like one of my biggest fans. Like, she's at every game that she can go to, you know, always there, always like cheering the loudest. Like,
I love that.
Yes.
You can hear it from the field.
Yes.
That's awesome. Do you have any plans for after graduation? Are you gonna try and continue your athletic career, go to college? What does that look like for you?
I'm gonna go to college. I'd really like to continue playing soccer. It's definitely a really big part of my life. So whether that is like club or, you know, maybe trying to like try out for a like D3 team or something. But I feel like I can't just let soccer go. I have to like continue, and I'd really like to, you know, continue to play whatever that looks like for me.
Totally. Whether that be club, anything.
Yeah, anything, just an opportunity.
Well, we are extremely excited to see where the rest of your season goes and what comes for you after this season and in the future. Thank you so much, Zadie, and congratulations.
Thank you.